If you know the knowledge of poverty, when you're poor, you don't lose it. And you understand that this is a little bit difficult, but it doesn't matter, because it's beautifully said here, especially about the teaching, because in his time, there are several schools of thought which are all in the religious thought. They are all thought in the school of religion. But in religion, one will think about fiqh, means the law of Sharia. The other one is linguistic, grammarian, to understand that literally, and several kind of thinking. Is that okay? Each of these thoughts will change you to that. So be careful what you are studying, okay? And by all that, he was preparing you for one story, one little story. This is the story of somebody who is Nahvi. Nahv is grammar, but has another meaning as well. The way of doing things and the way of things happening in reality is Nahv. So a realist one is the teacher of Nahv. A religious fellow is the teacher of fiqh, and the master who is past the limit and he is in Faqr Fana will teach you the knowledge of dissolving your ego and becoming enlightened, right? But all this is preparation for one story. There is this guy who is grammarian, who looks in reality and he wants to know what will happen, how and why, right? A scientist in a way. The guy will go in a ferry boat and he will ask that guy who is leading the boat that, do you know anything about grammar? And he will say, I'm sorry, no. He'll say, half of your life is waste. That guy is being put down and becoming very sad. He'll attend to the boat. A little bit later, there is this typhoon and the ship is going back and forth. The guy comes back to the teacher and saying, excuse me, master, do you know how to swim? He said, I'm sorry, I don't know that. He said, all your life is wasted. Means knowing how doesn't count. You have to be able to do it, to swim in this water. If not, you know it, so what? You see, this is the continuum of what he was talking about. You remember at the beginning of this story he said, it's not about knowing, it's about becoming. It's not theory, it's practice. So, I'm talking about water, you should be a swimmer. Knowing about water and having a lot of knowledge about swimming doesn't help you. Knowing about enlightenment doesn't help you. You have to practice. Meditation counts, not just reading and understanding the theory. Because in this book, like the other books, we talk about theory. I always remind my students that, remember, this is theory. Here, I just explain the thing. If you don't do anything, it's just this, nothing will happen. I don't say it's not worthy. Knowing the theory is not bad. Remember, we're not talking about bad and good. Knowing the theory is good, but it's not enough. You have to practice it. You have to become enlightened, not knowing about enlightenment. This is the essence of whatever we say. Read the story.
The story of what passed between the grammarian and the boatman. A certain grammarian embarked in a boat. That self-conceited person turned to the boatman and said, have you ever studied grammar? No, he replied. The other said, half your life is gone to naught. The boatman became brokenhearted with grief, but at the time he refrained from answering. The wind cast the boat into a whirlpool. The boatman spoke loud to the grammarian. "Tell me, do you know how to swim?" "No," said he, "O fair-spoken, good-looking man." "O grammarian," said he, "your whole life is not, because the boat is sinking in these whirlpools. Know that here ma is needed, not na."
Ma means dissolve, means what? Becoming invisible, thing like that. It's like fana. And it rhymes with nav. He said, here we need the knowledge of mav, not the knowledge of nav. Yeah?
If you are mav, plunge into the sea without peril. The water of the sea places the dead one on its head. But if he be living, how shall he escape from the sea? Inasmuch as you have died to the attributes of the flesh, the sea of consciousness will place you on the crown of its head. O thou who have called the people asses, at this time you are left like an ass upon this ice. If in the world you are the most learned scholar of the time, behold the passing away of this world and this time. We have stitched in the grammarian that we might teach you the grammar of self-effacement.
You see, now he's Rumi. He said, okay, I killed that Nahi guy. For you to learn, there is a difference between Nahla and Nahla. It means there is a difference if you are carrier of the knowledge or if you are dissolved in the knowledge. That's the difference, yes.
In self-loss, O venerated friend, you will find the jurisprudence of jurisprudence, the grammar of grammar, and the accidents of accidents. The jug of water is of different sorts of knowledge, and the caliph is the tigress of God's knowledge. We are carrying jugs full to the tigress. If we do not know ourselves to be asses, asses we are. After all, the Bedouin was excusable, for he was ignorant of the tigress and of the river. If he had been acquainted with the tigress as we are, he would not have carried that jug from place place. Nay, had he been aware of the tigress, he would have dashed that jug against a stone.
You see, again, he played with the word, or there that triple, repeating the thing was fe-ho, na-ho, sarf-sarf. There are those three knowledges. What is law of Sharia, knowledge of reality, and knowledge of linguistic, in a way. All of those are silly, are instruments, okay? And he wrote in Mahmoud, what are you proud of? You're proud of your knowledge, and you're carrying this knowledge to Caliph. If you don't know you're stupid, you're really stupid. This Arab boy, he didn't know that there is an ocean and there is the big river over there. But me and you, we're talking about it. We know that there is this knowledge and there is the river of the knowledge. So, the Arab is forgivable, but not me and you. Open your eyes and understand. If that Arab knew the river, he would break the jog. Means you know about the river, so you should break the jaw, and we'll come to the breaking the jaw later. We are almost at the end of the story. There are only two bridges that